Now, let me say a few things about our movie, because the movie is very on point to the things we're talking about tonight and about living in faith. It's called As It Is in Heaven, and if you haven't watched it, I just can't recommend it to you enough. It's a Swedish movie, yes. It's subtitled. And it's the story of a world-class musician. He leaves a small town in Sweden as a young child because of bullying. He's being bullied by kids who are beating him up. He becomes a very famous, successful musician, and then, because of the stress, develops heart and health problems, and then retires back and decides to go back to the little town where he grew up in. And lo and behold, he ends up leading the church choir. Now, the story is about how does a group of people get into accord at a very deep level? And what you see in the movie is a group of people who, as the production goes on and as this world-class musician forces them to work well together, they have to clear all these issues, and all these old hurts and all these old lies and all these betrayals come out. They kind of burst out, and they get dealt with along with the fact that the protagonist, the composer, was beaten up as a child, and in fact, the guy who beat him up is still there, still trying to beat him up. It's funny, and so you get this wonderful man pushing everybody to move to a much higher level of spiritual and personal integrity. And all this yaya comes out and needs to be dealt with. And when I tell you, every family in every neighborhood is full of that yaya, because the corruption is, of course, at that level, including the financial corruption. And so you see this group of people clear it. They come clean. They come clean individually. They come clean together. And as a result, they are able to produce something of great power and great creativity, and to really live something and do something that is unbelievably authentic. And it is a marvelous movie. It's a fun movie to watch. Get your Kleenex box, because you are not. I've watched it 3 times. I can't watch it without the Kleenex box. But it is a metaphor for something that needs to happen for each one of us, and each one of us in collaboration with those we know and work with, because it's part of this coming clean and part of this clearing that we need if we're going to find a way to collaborate at a very intimate level with each other in a way that can get power and get something done on the big issues. Again, faith, freedom, leadership, law, and love. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's my comments on living in faith. It's really been a pleasure to finally talk about these things. It's kind of been building up for a long time.